Hi, everybody. Well, today is Friday. This is our paranormal show, Creation Light Shift Healing. And this is where we answer a lot of questions or, you know, give information out if you need that. So we'll see if we have any paranormal stuff tonight. And we'll clear the date, and we have eights in the date today and also eights yesterday. So many eights. So let's clear some eights first, and then we'll clear the date. So one, two, remember, you could be hooked up to the eight from yesterday. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 20. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 30. Oh, dear. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, there we go. That feels better. So, goodbye, eights. And let's start now with the date today, which is 8-18-2017. Here we go. Clearing that. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That feels very good. And let's bring up the light beam or beams on your monitor screens. Here we go. So, bring the energy in from it and bring you peace. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And next, if you have a situation, some type of maybe aching pain or something going on, or maybe your emotions are going off on you or something, think of that one incident. Hopefully you only have one, and we'll clear that one from you that you are bringing forth right now. And bringing you peace. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Someone must have a throat problem. Wow. Okay, so let's bring our co-host on, Kathy. If she's out of the BBS studios here, rooms and everything, voice tuning and makeup and clothing room and, the massage room, that must be very nice. I saw it the other day, but I couldn't go in. So anyway, are you ready to go, Kathy?
Yeah, I could always use more of all that, but sure. I'm here for the show tonight. It's, as Ron said, it's Friday, August 18th, 2017, and this is Creation Lightship Healing with Ron Amatron. We're on BBS Radio.com, station 2, every Friday night, 7 o'clock p.m. To learn more about who and what Ron Amatron is, as you're listening to the show, you'll want to know who he is. You can go to his website, creationlightship.com. There's a lot of information there about Ron and also the healings, the divine heart-based healings that we discuss on this program 4 days a week. Ron has three other shows, Saturday, Monday, and Wednesday, in addition to this one on Friday, all on BBS Radio. So as Ron just said, he activated the light beams, he cleared the energies off the eights. That was a lot of eights, Ron, yesterday and today.
Yeah, a lot of eights.
Yeah, I remember when I was a child, there was a card game called Crazy Eights, and I often wondered why they chose that particular number. But, maybe I should clear that that number more often. It comes up, and I know it has some significance in other cultures, and having it 2 days in a row might have been some strong energies. So we can clear these dates every day, no matter what number it is, off of our online healing called Natal Barcode Removal that Ron has on his website. And stay ahead of the game and clear other numbers, addresses, our name, and a whole host of things we talk about here on the program.
I was just thinking, the 8, that's probably the worst number there is, because the 8 is duality. Goes from one extreme, crosses a zero point, and goes to the other. So 8 is the worst number that we can have.
You talking about the loop?
Yeah, the loop, yeah. You draw an 8, and it connects in the center, and you go from one extreme to the other. You know? So that's duality.
No wonder that's always so significant. And the eight is an important number also in pool, another game.
Yep.
So anyway, some numbers follow us that we see on the clocks or certain dates, or if we get something in the mail at a certain time, you might recognize a certain pattern of numbers following you. Contrary to what we've been told, that is not a good thing. And you are now able to clear away the energies of those numbers from the natal barcode removal that Ron offers. And also, he has a free clearing on his website under free healings, where you can also type in certain numbers and names and things like that. It's called the Alien Keyword Intercept. Maybe there's certain words that follow you around or certain greetings you see a lot, such as the word, Ron, hello. Just the way it's spelled implies a delivery of something you really don't want.
Yeah.
So these are the kinds of things we talk about.
Just didn't put the extra O at the end of it, right?
Oh, that would be not good. So, yeah, this show is about awareness of our everyday things. They're all alien-generated, and they all have a certain connection that's controlling us, tapping into our energy, doing other things that we don't even know about.
Yep,
so tonight's Paranormal Friday.
Yep. So what do we got out there? Anything new and exciting coming through the email?
Yeah, I'm going to look through the inbox, Ron. By the way, listeners can send Ron their paranormal experience right now. And what I mean by that is something that was mystifying, something you know that happened that just wasn't right and has no explanation. Something you would maybe made you feel creepy, and you really don't want to, or you don't really want to talk to anyone else about it. They wouldn't understand, and you just know that it just had something to do with alien interference. So we talk about that on this show on Fridays, and so that some people have written in a couple things. I'll just get to it now. Ron, last April, I was at my computer, and I was listing each of my whole life clearings that I needed to do. I was going back and forth from the computer and writing each one down. After about the fifth one, I went back to the paper, and it wasn't there. I had not gotten up from the computer nor dropped it anywhere. I was really confused as to where it had disappeared to. I must have been abducted with the list. When I was returned, my list was still gone. I told the aliens to return it now. It wasn't like I couldn't do a new list. I hunted around my desk, the floor, the shelves, but I couldn't find it. Well, then guess what? This morning, Friday, 4 months later, I was moving some boxes on the floor on the other side of the room, and there was my list, perfectly intact. I guess the aliens did not want me to have more clearings, but since April, I have done four. So there. Oh, that's good. So,
yeah. Oh, boy. Yeah, they probably wanted to honor your request, which is a nice thing that they could have done. But hiding it was the way they did that. Unfortunately, you know, you can command things from them, and they don't always, go along with what you're doing, you know, or talking about. But it is good to command something like that to come back to you. But you know, just know that they're in control, they don't honor, you know. Well, let me put this another way. I'll use the word free will, free choice. So that's probably the worst thing that you can have is free will, free choice, because your free will give you free choice, and then you can choose darkness. So that's not a good thing. And so if you use the word free will, free choice all the time when you're talking about, you know, how great life is here and you have free will, free choice, well, they're listening to you, and now that gives them permission to give you their free will, free choice. So their free will, free choice would be to abduct you, because you have that same premise that you have free choice of doing anything you want to do, and they would have free choice to do whatever they want to do to you. So that's really a trap. So what you want is peace. Well, nothing to do with free will, free choice. You want peace. So back to you.
Yes, you want peace, and sometimes you feel like you forget that, and you feel like you just want your memory back. I can really relate to this experience this person wrote in, searching, looking around, and you were only there a moment ago, and it does cause one to question your memory. And actually, this person realized that it's not the memory, they were abducted. Not many people would come to that conclusion, would they? And also, this is a typical case of an alien interference. It's a classic example, because she was writing a list of clearings she wanted to do, and that went missing. Well, a lot of people that write into you, Ron, talk about missing earrings, jewelry, money, socks, and car keys. And then they eventually do find them. So, again, this show makes us realize that it's not us, it's not our memory, it's something else going on. And
when you get abducted, they actually, like, buzz your head. They have a certain frequency, we'll say, technology, I could use that term, I guess. And if you're up on a ship, you know, and you're abducted, and they strap you to the table, and you're telling them, no, they just put this frequency in you, which completely numbs you out, and you, like, go to sleep, and you have no memory of whatever's going on. So it's like an alien, anesthesia or something.
Anesthesia?
Trying to pull a word out.
Amnesia?
It is amnesia, but it's when they put you under.
Anesthesia. They put you under twilight anesthesia.
Yeah, anesthesia, that's it. Yeah, I just couldn't pull the word out. So people say that they demand that that never happens again, and, you know, it's like, oh, boy. It's nice to think that you're empowered that much, you know, to stop everything, but it just doesn't, happen. It would be nice if it did. Remember, the free will, free choice was that you're claiming that you have is what they're using. You know, they're using that because you believe in that, so they go, yeah, why not? This is my free will, free choice to abduct you and experiment with you because you have that same belief system. So it's, that's the way it works. So you get what you ask for. So back to you.
So I think one of the other a solution for this, at least maybe to minimize getting so distracted that we, you know, we don't do our mind a heart drop, we don't stay in the present moment, we don't stay focused. Those are the times when they grab us and whatever we're doing, and then we can't find things.
Yep, that's good, yeah.
Yeah, staying in the present moment and conscious. Be conscious of what we're doing and aware, because especially when we get distracted is when they take that opportunity to exercise their free will.
And
so I think this happens to us a lot.
When the sine wave goes up and down, you're in the middle, like on the number 8, where are you when you're not here, you know? And nobody has an answer for that one. And you probably wouldn't even want to look at it. But, yeah, when they do numb you out, you do lose track of time and the memory. So you could be, you know, writing your stuff on, like this person said, and now you're abducted, and they took away the memory completely of where that paper was. You had an idea that it was there, but in the process, everything got changed, and you were in a different reality, still writing that piece of paper out, but they put it someplace. Or maybe they made a wind come, and the wind blew it to a different location, room, and then you started to move around to go get it, and then they brought you back here. So, you know, it's kind of like stuck there. So, that's what happens. And the only real remedy is to do the mind a heart drop to be in the present moment. That's about all
the finger exercise.
And,
where
you know,
am I?
Finger exercise and whatever, you know, be here now. Works well on your computer. If you're, you know, on your computer doing something, just put that page up and put a small icon or something on there with the light beam, and it can help you out immensely. So, back to you.
And we got some comments about the number 8. Years ago, I almost bought this sweater with a huge 8 on it. I liked the rest of the sweater. I bought it and returned it because it just felt creepy, and I didn't want that 8 on the sweater. Yeah, there's something about that 8 energy. And another comment. When I was pretty young, like 13, I noticed my window shade was always in a different spot, either up or down. Finally, I asked my mom if she had been opening or closing my shade. She said no. Nobody else did either. I just knew it was something else and that I shouldn't freak out, but just observe these things and not be afraid. But I definitely knew something was messing with me. That's pretty observant for 13.
Yeah, sure is. And I'm just thinking of the 8, E-I-G-H-T. Well, maybe it is A-T-E.
Oh,
anyway.
That's another way to spell it. Yeah, A-T-E.
Yeah, guess who's coming for dinner. Anyway, back to you.
Okay, Ron, well, I just want to mention to the listeners, we're talking about paranormal questions. We do have other types of questions in the inbox, I just noticed, and so we'll get to those as well. This program deals with the healings on Ron's website and topics that we discuss here in the radio will be addressed as well. If you have any particular paranormal situation that came to mind just now, feel free to write in at clsquestions@yahoo.com. And if you want to be anonymous or already on the BBS Fast Chat, Quick Chat link, you can send that in through Ron's BBSradio.com page on Creation Lightship Healing. There's a link there right under Ron's photo on the BBS Radio page for Ron's show. And I'll do my best to keep
up with
the email.
I just wanted to mention, so had an email come today, I believe. And I met a person in New York, and that was, you know, first of the year, I guess, April, we'll say. And so anyway, I mentioned to them that they had, I think, 3 or 4 death barcodes on them. They probably asked or something. So they went in, I guess, just recently here, and because I gave them, like, 3 or 4, I believe, they thought they would do 7. Well, what's the mistake about doing that? First of all, they may have still had only 3 or 4, you know, whatever I told them they had. And maybe they didn't have anything else put on them. So now when you go in there and you think, well, if I had 3 or 4 then, maybe I got a few more, and I'll take measures, I'll do 7. Bad news. You're making yourself vulnerable to the aliens to find you, to look at you, to hunt you down, because you're not creating a situation out there to where the light's looking for your death barcodes, and the aliens go, hey, what's going on here, you know? This person doesn't have any. Maybe they only have one extra one, or maybe they got 5 and they're looking for 7. And so they're clearing these amounts out, and right away you can become a target. So that's not a good thing to do. If you are going to be doing a death barcode clearing, you know, you don't want to just for GP throw some number out. or to maybe say, I think I got one, but today I'll do a death barcode clearing. You need to contact me and tell me how many you have had in the past and if you cleared them or not. This person didn't clear theirs, apparently. And so then I can find out if you have any additional ones. But sometimes the energies get a little, like iffy, like maybe 10, 20% when I look at you, because you still could be having that death barcode in your energy field that you're already cleared. And it could still be on your natal chart sitting there that you haven't cleared, or it could be in your psychic billboard. But the energy could be gone, and it could still be sitting there. So I need to know how many death barcodes you have cleared on yourself, and then you can ask if you have any more. But you never want to, ever want to do them just because it sounds like a good thing to do, like having an ice cream cone or something, you know. No way. You're going to be stuck and probably get more put on you because you're waving the flag to the aliens to look at you, and you're trying to do a remedy for something that doesn't even exist. So never do that. So back to you.
Okay, advice well taken. Check with Ron before you do the death barcode removal and ask him how many you have. And they should do that through an email to creationlightship@yahoo.com, Ron's direct email. And so, Ron, we'll get back to the inbox here. And this is a letter from a listener in the UK, and he's missing something also. He says, he had a strange event last night. He could swear on an oath that he left his bus pass on the living room table. This morning, his wife looked for it and couldn't find it. He was 95% sure where it was, but it wasn't there. So he looked everywhere, couldn't find it. It turned up later in his pants back pocket, where he had left it the day before. So he wondered.
Yeah, that's what it felt like. It was on the table, and going through the experience, remember, they can take the whole room up, and you up, and everything in it, including other people. And now you're living a different movie set, and the bus pass was there, and you probably decided to put it in your back pocket. And then they brought you back here, and so your memory, remember, they take the memory away from you. That's what I was trying to say earlier. They take the memory away, they buzz your head, and now you don't know where you've been, what's going on, and now you come back here into this reality, and you have a memory from the night before that you put it there. It feels like the abduction took place around 2 a.m. to me. That's what it feels like. And I don't normally get all this information, but yeah, you were abducted for probably about 20 minutes. So what I would do now is your remedy would be to go in and timeline crash, and you can check with yourself, see if that feels right, and check with yourself and do, you know, a timeline crash for that particular date or end day at 2 a.m. That feels right to you, you know, that's what I'm telling you, because it may have been a little different off, a different time, but, and that could be maybe, sometimes the time zones are affected by what I'm saying. But anyway, it felt like 2 a.m. your time, and timeline crashed that. Because it was an abduction, you had about 1,000 timeline crashes on it. As you know about this, and this is what happened. And, you know, like the other person who has situations going on in their life, too, if you have something going on years ago, then do timeline crashes for that, especially if you have an accident or something. So back to you, Ann. Kathy.
He wonders if there was a, well, he was kind of joking and wondered if there was a poltergeist that had come through the window. He and his wife were just kind of making light of it because he understands about the abductions. So, anyway, he might even be listening tonight because he says, even though he's in the UK, he doesn't sleep much these nights, and it feels very intense up in the sky, fighting with the soldiers on the timelines.
I was going to say that. That's great. Yeah, it feels like he's there Remember, he's out of time, okay? So he's here physically, okay, just like you are listening. But he's also suited up. And he probably has his alien Ghostbuster, bazooka thing, you know, ready to take him out, you know? So I do see his armament with him. I see a bodysuit on him. And he's waiting to have him come through that window. That's what I'm seeing. So he is prepared. Back to you.
He again states that he feels that general energies are incredibly intense for him personally, and he's quite ill in body, but his spirit is on fire, and I feel like a candle burning down to wax. I wonder what others feel these days. So he could be listening right now, and so Ron just verified that it is very intense with the soldiers, but you're all okay in your armor. So he also wants to double check, Ron, if it's all right to do the spirit barcode clearing for his family just by putting in their names, or is it necessary to have a photo of them up in front of the computer? Would I have to stay there by the computer then the whole time, or can I put it up and let it run more or less the whole day?
Well, you just do the clearing. It'll take so long to do. You could put the picture up. Their name will also work because the energy will be, in a sense, connected to you, but the energy will not ever attach to your body. But your thoughts for putting their name in when you purchase the clearing will automatically connect to that person, and that will be done that way. So you're the conduit, in a sense, for the information, but you're not going to be having energies go through you. What you may want to do, if you're listening, or if you have an archive, sounds like you said you're a little ill or something. So what you may want to do is do some energetic cord release from the people, that your close friends that you know, that they know that you have an illness or something, and release those energetic cords from you, because their sympathy and their hopes, and I hate to use the word there, excuse me, their prayers are going to harm you more than anything else. And keep doing a shrink wrap to keep your energy of your body close by. And do that, I now increase my life force energy. And you could probably even do the spirit in and out clearing to get your spirit more energized. So you want to take your spirit in and out, like we do, in and out, in and out, in and out. So when it comes into you, it gets contaminated with your illness. When you take it out, it's cleaned off. Then when it comes in, it has more horsepower. And then it can help to heal you and go in and out, in and out. And maybe, I don't know if you could, you might be able to do a recording, possibly, of that. And just keep it playing on a continuous loop. If you know how to do that, that's beyond my technology. You know, I remember they used to have cassettes, endless loop cassettes. But, that's about, my extent of that technology. But they may have something that you could use to keep looping your voice over and over again, and just put it on low and have it next to you all the time. So you can probably use the words like, I now command my spirit to come in and out of my body, and when it's out, it has a complete healing, and then it comes back in and again, something like that. So you just keep it very simple. It knows what you want it to do just by your intent, so you don't want to get a bunch of words there. So back to you.
Yes, and Ron, there is on your YouTube channel, the Ron Amatron channel, there is the audio recording of you commanding spirit out and in a loop. It's
that
also
would be
listed.
Good. Yes.
Yeah, and it's also listed in the CLS chat connections up on the top. There's a tab, and they can find it there under reminders. And so there's a lot of audio loops previously recorded that were put there for convenience to listeners before the YouTube channel was created, But now there's the YouTube channel as well, so there's a lot of healings on that YouTube channel. One takes you to another to another. If you can subscribe to Ron's YouTube channel, and then after you subscribe, be sure and click on the bell next to the subscribe, because the bell will notify you when there's any new YouTube audios added.
No, I'm just seeing as you're talking, as you mentioned that, so for me it's not a good thing, you know. I see you having 18 get barcodes put on the mind of the body, okay? And so that's your internal healer. Get those 18 get barcodes off of that. So it can take all the energy from your spirit, because it looks like it's kind of getting defeated, you know? So get those 18 of them. And you don't have to do the spirit infusion on that, maybe the last time. And you don't have to do the emotional, just do, you know, the 18 hours, we'll say, of the death barcode. And then maybe the very last one that you do, you know, you could maybe do one emotional and maybe one spirit infusion. That would be plenty. So do that and let us know maybe by next week how you're doing. That would do that this weekend if you can. So back to you.
Just to clarify, you're suggesting to this listener to clear 18 death barcodes off of himself through the death barcode removal healing? Or was it
the
spirit
barcode? Yeah, that's
the
mind of the body.
Oh, off the mind of the body?
Body, that's your internal healer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have.
Well, he
I
should use that healing.
Before. So that's kind of perplexing for me, because it's just one more thing to do, you know. And crap, you know, here's another one coming up. But I just saw that instantly. So if any of you out there have an illness, send me an email, you know, just requesting to see how many barcodes your mind of the body has. And I'll answer you probably within a day or two here. So back to you.
So he would use the mind of the body healing and put his name in there, along with, after that, put death barcodes?
No. You want to do the death barcode clearing.
Uh-huh, and then put mind of the body?
Mind of the body.
After the name. Put
that's
mind
name,
of the body
yeah.
after his name.
After that's your healer, man. So his healer's being taken out by death barcodes. That kind of irritates me. I mean,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's like, what's next, and how dare could they do something like that, you know? I mean, it's, so anyway, hopefully that would sustain more energy for you. Because the in and out of your spirit is used to enhance your body, but your healer is what you need to get worked with. That's the mind of the body. So, anyway, we'll see what happens probably next, I guess, Friday when you give us an email. I'd like to know how you're feeling. So back to you.
Okay, Ron. Well, that was good that this came up, because other people can benefit from this too, as you offered to help others who are going through some illnesses or conditions to ask you how many death barcodes they might have on their mind of the body. Okay, then we'll move on to the next point in his letter, where he says he's concerned because he has New Age friends are making a huge big deal about the 21st of August. There's an event, and it's mostly to do with the United States. They're going to that, and then what they call the New Earth Shift. And he's afraid they're going to be abducted, just like what happened in 2012.
And they will be. So that's probably the hot subject now. So I'll just address that. You could stay on the day before, which would be Sunday, because it's starting Monday. And I think it's like, I don't know exactly, but I think it's 1 o'clock Pacific just after lunch. So what I would suggest, stay on Sunday and don't be be out if you can where you start seeing darkness. You know, if you can go to a movie theater and watch a movie, not going to know what's going on, and just know that you went to the movie on Sunday. So get in there, and you should be fine. Or go to a shopping mall and get away from the windows, and maybe put some earplugs in as people start running outside to go look at it, and just stay peaceful in whatever you're doing there, because they'll have lights on for sure, like they always have, and you won't know the difference. So you don't want to be connected to it. Well, maybe you want to be abducted, you know. Hopefully not, but that's your choice. So I would select a movie theater. So we'll see you later. Hopefully you'll be back here next Friday, or it could be a different you. Oh, to find out if you're a clone or not at that point. So you may want to write down some clone questions that you can ask yourself and see if you can answer those questions. Do that now when you're real, and then see if you can answer them when you're, if you've been taken away. Well, back to you.
Well, those were good suggestions, Ron, and I myself wouldn't mind going shopping. Where I came from just this last week in Canada, there's a lot of underground shopping centers, underground malls, and they're quite nice. And so I wouldn't mind going there for a little while. But I don't need to. But however, those of us who've heard of the upcoming event, and it's all over the media, if we want to clear that, just in knowing about it and hearing about it and the date, well, remember there's the natal barcode removal. We can clear that incident, the date, the time, the event in there. And we can clear it on the, I don't know, maybe the alien keyword intercept, if that's strong enough. Can clear that there, just the words and the time and the dates and, you know, the happening that's supposed to be occurring.
Yeah, in fact, I just thinking, shit, if you're under in an underground a facility, right, underground shopping center, God, you don't want to get run over by those aliens trying to escape out of here. The stampede may be happening there, trying to get out when it gets dark. Anyway. Back to you, Kathy.
Okay, so some suggestions. A suggestion was that just came in. To the best advice is to tell no one about your illness or condition so they don't pray for you, feel sorry for you, project things onto you that you just don't attract more courting. Yeah, so that's a good... I would agree with that, too, but sometimes it's difficult. Of course, if you've got an obvious disability, handicap, limp, have a crutch, something like that, then it's difficult. Or
you're
recovering from something.
You're practicing for Halloween or something, you know, you're, what do you get that cast from? What's wrong with you? Oh, I'm going to play tonight, so they had to put a cast on me, you know. I'm in so-and-so group, you know.
That might fly, I don't know.
I just want to get that data, so give them something.
Yeah. Yeah, try to deflect any sympathy off of yourself. But, yeah, the energetic cord release is good. And Ron does have his excellent teleconferences for healing. If you're able to get on live, it's even better. But you can be absentee. He's got a cording removal for body parts that might have been corded. Really great for pain relief. He's got the clone body removal special and an entity removal special. So people who attend those can feel the energy working on them. Even if you're absentee, you can feel the energy on you. You just have to maintain the stance of asking the light beings to help you on certain body parts, certain body issues, while the call's in session, while the call's live. And you can also have in mind a lot of places to ask them, because Ron does give you your, you know, healing of choice. So it's good to know your basic anatomy and, you know, where you have the pain and where it could possibly be stemming from. You can ask the light beings to check into it for you And that helps a lot with healing. And lots of times pain is related to entities. Could be other things as well. So during this program, we talk about those. And we also like to suggest that listeners listen to the archives as many as possible to get healings on there, also to learn a lot about what the healings online do and what they offer. Someone just sent in that they use the psychic billboard disconnection part of the soul family clearing when they had an obvious injury. Oh, I see. It worked great. Yeah, to deflect, sympathy, courting, attachment. People thinking that you're poor little you, that kind of thinking. And always checking on you to see how you're doing. That's courting, which is, it sounds like it's a nice thing, but if they just cord you. Okay, then it takes longer to heal. Okay, so I guess that kind of leads us to our next email that someone sent in on today. They do want some assistance, Ron, from you on healing some body issues, pain, etc., going back to 30 years ago when they hurt their knee. And listener, I won't be able to read the entire email on the air, but I read it to Ron earlier, seeing that it was long, so that Ron could take a fair look at it and what's going on with you. In general, just so you recognize your letter, this is the listener, Ron, who had damaged knee joints, basically, and has already purchased several whole-life, unlimited healings from you. They bought the emotional, mental, anger, fear, and trauma, and dark side practitioner from your website.
Okay, that's
great. And they've used those.
Okay, what I'm hearing you say is they purchased the whole lifetime one, that they clear their whole lifetime first, and they have the unlimited to stay current. So right away, those clearings already took care of your problem that you're thinking about, as far as is it an emotional problem or, a trauma problem or pain, because those clearings took that energy away from you when you did the clearings. So you don't want to go back and reuse that clearing again to go into your past, because the past is already clear. So it didn't help you out that much. Then the next thing that I would suggest doing, like if you have pain now on your knee, then that's a current pain clearing, and you go into the unlimited and type your knee in there. Knee pain, left knee, pain, something like that, real simple. But as far as trauma, if you're not dealing with trauma, because you already had the trauma release from your whole lifetime clearing with your whole lifetime, okay, of other trauma that you may have incurred, so you don't need to go back and do that over again unless you have trauma right now. But don't overthink this, because you're going to be bringing all this energy back into you. Let the dead bury the dead. It's gone. Walk away, Renee. You have the clearing. It's over with. And see where you are right now with the situation. But don't overthink it. So the way to look at it is that if you have a problem still with your knee, for instance, that's what you're talking about, then go on and get the body jumpstart clearing and use that clearing to move forward. Because that's put up, I think it's a three-month-long clearing, I believe. I put that one out to really help people and stay on that. And remember, just doing something one time may not fix it. Just get in there and do many, many, many clearings, as much as you can to get this stuff off of you. And then also go back, since it was quite a while ago, 30 years, or whatever, then go back. You may even know the date when it happened. And you have the anniversary date continuously every year. You probably know what that date is. Well, then if you do, then that means you put energy into it each year. So you want to go back and do timeline crashes. Or when this situation happened, do quite a few of them there. That's your major thing. Maybe do 1,000 of them, 2,000, And then if you remember like you do now, then you know each year after that, then probably do 1,000 for each year from your accident moving forward, one at a time. And don't do too much at one time because you could have, you know, your body may be getting too much energy back on it. So I would not do more than 3 timeline crashes at once. Oh, so you could do one for, like, we'll just say hypothetically, you know, 1990, you know, knee injury, because you're thinking about it, bringing it up, kind of like pulling the carrot out of the ground and trying to investigate to see if it's growing or not. And then do 1991 on that same date, 1992, and just keep following forward until you get more recent here. And do 1,000 of each one. It's going to take some time, but, you know, if you're hanging on to it that much, that's why you're probably still having problems, because you're creating billions of timelines. But now the remedy is to get rid of them. And that's what you would, you know, that's what I would suggest doing. Do the body jump start to help you out. Do the psychic billboard, because that's going to probably definitely have it in there, because maybe thinking about your knee all the time, especially if it hurts when you walk on it. So that's going to be in your psychic billboard that you have pain, and now you're going to be drawing people to you who have pain in their knees or legs. So you may see a lot of those people around just to remind you that you have a problem too. Remember, it was saying misery loves company. And so you're going to be having that situation happening. And so do all these timelines and do that body jump start and clean out your psychic billboard. Do that daily until people start dropping out of your life who have casts on their legs, or they complain, or you see them with walkers or canes and limping, because they're there because you're transmitting that to them. And the aliens see you with that, and they'll bring you into that situation to reinforce your injury. Or they'll make a movie set just for all these people, and you're going to be probably the star in it. So back to you, Kathy.
Well, she said she does have the advanced timeline crash, which is good. So, and then she's had this injury for about 30 years ago. So you're suggesting she do the timeline crashes, say that again, Ron. How many should she do for the 30 years for just the knee?
I would probably do, if you know about it each year and you think about it, you know, let's just say that it happened on Christmas. So Christmas comes every year, and right away that's going to draw you into your knee problem, you know, or maybe your birthday, you know. A lot of times they'll pick key incidents or key days to reinforce it. So if you thought about it for each year, and you know the date that when it happened, and clear it on that date, so the date has you. And do 1,000 probably for each one. You probably want to do, you know, since it's so compounded, I'd probably do 5,000 on your initial injury. And then do 1,000 for every year at that same date since then.
Okay, because on the advanced timeline crash, there's a lot of different ways to do that. That would take quite some time.
But you have to be dedicated to your life, and what you're dealing with is death energy. So it's up to you, you know, in a sense, are you choosing life or are you choosing death? Because that energy of your knee will eventually kill you because you're worrying about it or whatever else, and it's not healed yet or something. So, you know, that's the whole thing, you know. That's what I say initially on the death barcodes. You know, you want to put in there at the very end after you do your death barcode. You do all those, whatever I told you. Then you do your stress the same amount of time. And then the last one is you do depression, because they want you to get depressed because you're feeling so awful. And so you may have 30 years of depression on this year. So you probably want to, and then if that's the case, then you want to go back and probably do 30 years of depression on your death barcode. I'm trying to help you, even though it sounds like, you know, you're probably being overwhelmed. But that's kind of the bottom line. You know, just start off and start doing something. And maybe in 3 months from now, you're going to feel a heck of a lot better, you know. Don't get overwhelmed with anything. So back to you.
Yes, and I do want to reiterate to the listener and the one who wrote that Ron did read, I did read to Ron your entire letter, and he does suggest the best bet for you, since you already did the clearings, the Whole Life Unlimited, and you already did those, is to go directly to the Body Jumpstart clearing for your body parts, and the words that you wrote can go in there, and then you can do the start on the timeline crashes. And so many people who've done the Body Jumpstart healing felt so much relief right there, because it will cover a lot of the things that you're describing in your letter. So thanks for writing. I suggest you listen to the archive so you can get the details down, because Ron did go into a lot of time on your to answer your condition. And I guess, Ron, this could go for anyone who, we got another letter who from someone who wrote in about having some chronic body pain, and she just completed 10 Whole Life clearings and 4 8-hour Sunday sessions with you on the Creation Lightship on your weekend intensives. She's still having
pain. Say what the body pain is?
Say that again?
She indicated where the body pain is?
Yeah, the spine, joints, and muscles. So that's just about everything.
Oh, boy, okay.
It's just about everywhere. So maybe they could do the Body Jump Start also. That does include spine, joints, and muscles in the Body Jump Start.
Yeah.
And you can get more specific.
You want to get on the call that we're having on the 2nd. I'll be taking some pins. I may have some pin injuries. I'll just do a pin sample for people here in a couple minutes here. So working with your spine. So here we go, taking off some pins. Probably get rid of about 30 pins right now, so I'm going to count to 30. And just see if you're feeling a little better. This will only work on the archive for the lady, I guess it's a lady that sent in that email, okay? So if she's listening to an archive, it'll work for her, but it won't work on the archives for anybody else except for the people listening live right now. So here we go, pin removal. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. So that's one's out of your spine. Now work with the muscles. So here we go. Muscles probably around your spine, maybe back muscles. It might be hard to tell where the pain is, but here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. Do some more here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. There we go. And I'll do a clearing for scar tissue. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. There we go. So, see how you're feeling with that. So back to you, Kathy.
Ron, did you say that was for a spine?
A spine. It's the spine muscles.
And scar tissue?
I'm not doing joints on it, just the spine. And it'll also work for the gentleman overseas, that has, all of those barcodes, so it will work for him. If he listens to the archive, it'll work. So back to you.
Oh, great. Okay. Well, thanks on behalf of those people. Thank you for doing those. And for those of us who are listening live, that will benefit but it will not benefit on the archives. It's just for the people who wrote in with those specific issues. Ron, it's 58 after.
And
so
other people listening, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and there's people listening live right now, so it'll take pins out of everybody listening.
So pins have been released from those listening. That's good.
That's correct, yeah.
Yes, and Ron, you just mentioned...
The people that requested that we dealt with so far tonight. So back to you.
Uh-huh. Okay, and then you just mentioned
only
the September 2nd...
Oh, yeah. Okay, let's just continue on.
Yes, because you mentioned the September 2nd live healing you're going to do. That's a Saturday, September 2nd. You're going to also remove pins on that one for us, those of us who are, you know, have some pain. That would really be of benefit, because I know you do a thorough job removing the pins. And but that healing is going to be a placenta healing. Ron is going to heal our placenta from when we were born, and apparently, you know, there's a lot of alien trauma associated with that. And then in addition to that, he's going to do a pin removal of our bodies as a bonus, which is great. So an email announcement will be coming soon about that. But I know that we've announced it already, and I can tell everyone now that to plan for it when the announcement comes, just to plan ahead. It's a three-hour call. It starts at 1 o'clock Pacific time, Saturday, September 2nd. It's coming up in 2 weeks. 2 weeks from tomorrow, actually. And then it will be 3 hours in length. And so Ron's going to focus on bringing healing to an existing lifelong energy imbalance with this call. And this was a vital energy connection between us and our birth placenta. So that would be very, I think, very healing. And some people Ron practiced on wrote in to tell him that they felt that they'd had the most incredible deep muscle massage. They say they're now sleeping deeper and their mind feels very peaceful. It's as if I'm doing a mind-to-heart drops all day long. Another person saying that this is a foundational healing which has many layers and depth. They're still integrating it afterwards. They feel free now and more centered. Someone else wrote in saying to Ron that their placenta healing was subtle and extremely freeing. They had very old flight or fight feelings just vanished. Their body was able to hold more light. They felt like it was a very important healing. So that will be Saturday, September 2nd, and watch for the announcements. Or you can actually just go to the website, creationlightship.com, and register there through the menu Ron has with the PayPal link. And Ron there will send I think it will connect to the to go back to the webmaster page, and you'll get the online verification with the phone number and the PIN activation code. So,
yeah, so don't pay for it yet. We're still working on PayPal.
Don't buy it yet. Okay.
Glitch where you change things all the time, and it doesn't do a handshake, we'll say, to get the code sent to you. So we're working on that. So looks like our time is getting close here. We could do the mind-to-heart drop, but let's do the exercise to help people with their energy. So we can do, I now increase my life force energy, and we can say that 10 times, and you're going to feel better. If you want to feel, the energy increasing, you can, move your hands with the palms facing each other and move it in front of you, and you can start feeling that invisible ball tension there with your energy. And each time you say, I now increase my life force energy, and just pull your hands apart and come back in and go at least twice the distance of what you had initially. After 3 or 4 times, your hands will be straight out alongside of you. So here we go. I now increase my life force energy. 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 We'll do five more. I now increase my life force energy. 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 Now we'll do the mind to heart drop, so this you must say out loud. So here we go. So you now command your spirit. So you say, I now command my spirit. You take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times to facilitate this. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Wonderful. Okay, everybody. Have a wonderful evening. Blessings. Check out that movie theater. Maybe you can take off work so you can at least watch something when this is going on. And we'll see you later. Thank you for listening. Thank you, ladies. Thank you, Kathy, ladies behind the scenes, helping out. So we'll see you later. Have a wonderful evening. Good night, everybody. Blessings.